Okay, we were in the middle of talking about Zilusa de Bedina. We're in the middle of our both sides talking about Zilusa de Bedina. And what was I going to say? We had a Chakira based on Yerushalmi. Right, is the Lucid Vedina just sort of, it's bad PR, so we put a band-aid on it and make it to come into our bun on to overcome that? Or is the Lucid Vedina perhaps based on the Yerushalmi, even though it's more of a stretch in the Bavli, meaning it's more of a stretch in the Yerushalmi turning to the Bavli, it's more of a stretch in the Bavli turning to Yerushalmi. But nonetheless, as the Tzemach Tzedek, the not the early Tzemach Tzedek, but the Lubavitch, the Lubavitch Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, suggested that perhaps one could say that even the Bavli, we're not talking about. Perhaps I'm going to say that even the Bavli, we're not just talking about putting on a band-aid and making Takana Drabana to make it look nice, but we're talking about sort of the fundamental way we approach Beis Din, turning this from the simple shot into something more fundamental and saying that, no, when Beis Din paskins, we view that as creating a reality of Hazaka. Now, again, it doesn't mean Beis Din paskins, if they're wrong, then it's still true. No, we don't say it's not a Kiddush HaChodesh. But it creates at least a chazaka. So if we return not to a state of yediyah otherwise, but to a state of 50-50 exact suffix shakel, such as tray, then perhaps the chazaka would go in the other direction. And we don't have a clear proof of that. But we said that perhaps the nafkamina would be. Whether we'd only be choshesh with Yilusa de Bedina b'makom safek or not. However, that was the famous sheet of the Ritva, right? Basically, what we have here is that the okay, I'm going to mute a few people in case you're the source of noise. If you're muted and you want to talk, please feel free to unmute. If you're not muted, please feel free to mute. If you're not going to talk, sorry, Morty's not here to police. Mazel Tov, he has a bris of a great grandson. Mirza Shabbat, all of us in Yerbu. Here we have the Shita of Chayshinan Lizilusa de Bedina, says the Ritva, rock only in Safek HaShakol. Right? That's what we left off with. And we'll come back to that in a moment. And all the other Rishonim, who we'll see in a moment, did not say like the Ritva. Sounds like, Ashtar Rishonim, I don't mean every single other Rishon, but many of the other Rishonim saying no. Afilo b'makom vaday. Even if there's a vaday, we're still choshev shezilusa de Bedina. Again, not a vaday yisur d'oraisa, then that would be crazy, but pashtas, but a vaday heter, we'd be choshev shezilusa de Bedina aser, or a vaday yisur d'rabanan, we would be matir. We pointed out that Rabbi Gershon seems to go even further. He says even b'makom iser vaday d'oraisa were choshev shezilusa de Bedina, and that seemed to be very radical. Perhaps he was using afkina rabbanan l'kiddush minhag. Okay, that was a little radical. We're going to leave that for now. What is the svara? The last thing we wanted to mention just was what is the svara of each side here? It's very pashat. The svara is that it is an afterthought, right? What we call a band-aid, because of public relations, because of PR of Beis Din. The Ritva, you could go in different ways. You could say maybe the Ritva is like this Tzemach Tzedek. Maybe it's like the Tzemach Tzedek, that it is a fundamental approach.
This blackboard is very unclear. Okay. In 1 second.
Yes,
even within the Bavli, that would be the big fish.
Let's try this. It might just be that my markers are too old.
Okay. I don't really know. Not sure I could do better than that. Let me try to use just a different color. Or it might be that, no, he also agrees it's just for PR purposes. But he just thinks that the makom vadai, the importance of doing the what's true, outweighs the PR of business reputation. But makom suffix, since you don't know what's true anyway, business reputation outweighs the normal rules of hakaros stakos. That is why you can't actually prove anything from the Ritva, but the value of MS overrides the reputation of Destin. However, when it's a suffix, there's no MS. It's just we have rules of Svekos. Okay, the reputation of Destin outside overrides the rules of Svekos, because we don't know anyway, but the value of MS, when we know, overrides the reputation of Bezin, and that's why I said it's not coincidence that all three cases in our sugya are trade are the most suffix hashakol ever, because it only applies to makom suffix. Again, fascinatingly, the other rishonim, as we'll see in a moment, do not seem to agree. So, is there any smach for the more, very much more of a chodesh derech of the Sefer Tzedek? He wants to say he can answer Tosla's question. That's not a smach in the rishonim. That's his word. Tosla says, how do we know Rav Yossi is because of Zilus Medina, maybe it's because of Chazakka? His answer is Haynu Hach. And he wants to make a deep in the Ramban, which is not such a strong deal, that the Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi. And maybe perhaps the Ritva. I thought if you read some of the, again, it's not, nothing's Machrach, but some of the Yerushalmi here, when you read them, they start to, they talk very, very much about Chazakka even more than talking about Zilus Beidina, certainly in the beginning of our sugya, the Yad Ramah talks about Lomaf Kinan, about keeping it in the Chazaka. The Rimi Gasher says, like, what's Pshat in Zilus Beidina? That, you know, we keep it as chazaka and say multiple gal haraya for the other one. And the other Ramah says, watch Pshat as you listen to Beidina. He says, okay, Gabra, be chazaka. And why are we okay, Gabra is old chazaka? Because you listen to Beidina. But he clearly says, because you listen to Beidina, it's not that we just make a psak, we're okay, Gabra, chazaka. Again, the lotion could be long dafka, not make too big a deal out of it. But there definitely is a possibility for him when we're Kodesh understanding Zilus to be deen in our sugya. Now I want to go back to some of the technicalities of our sugya and just answer up some questions, perhaps have some Kodesh answers of questions, and go through some of the details of Zilus to be deen, and then move on to the next Makor sheet. So let's look at some of these cases, right? What did we say here? Again, we started with the question of Trey about the land, whether we say Zilus to be deen, and leave it in the hands of whoever we awarded it to, or whether we don't say Zilus Beidina, and we just go back to the original Chezkas, whatever it was, which we had a discussion of. Then we brought in the case of Rav Nachman Rav Yossi, who says, Nises Rechakim Bo'edim Reizu Lotetze, says Tosos here, Dibra Maslav Al Nises, etc. The time Shem Zilus Beidina, Bekasha L'Rashwa, Dal Korchalai time Shem Zilus Beidina. The M Kane Afilu Lo Nises Allah Hiti Ruali Nase Tinase. Can Master call us Sugya the Ikazilus Afilu Nasa Maisa? Interestingly, what does Tosfos say? In the whole Sugya, by the whole Sugya, I assume he means the rest of the Sugya. In the case of the Kohen, think about it. What was the Zilus Beidin in the Kohen? We made him as non-Kohen, so he stays a non-Kohen. Lechor, we didn't do a Maisa. It's not like Bezdin did a Maisa of awarding something to someone. Here's the card. We told him he's not a Kohen. That's not a Maisa. That's just a Psach. So what do we see? So Lucid Beitin is not only in Bezdin does a Maisa. It's even when they issue a Psach. So too, in this case of Rabbi Nachman of Yossi, why does he say that, again, he, Rabbi Nachman of Yossi, let's remember, is Lucid Beitin a man? Why is it only if she got married before Bezin changed their mind, there's Zilus Medina? Even if they pass again, there should be Zilus Medina, they changed their psak. Tosus answers, well, first Tosus rejects, right? Tosa says that it doesn't sound like it means they were paskin. It sounds like she was mamish nises. How did Zulus be Dina? So Tosa says, well, they saw a long time she was Zulusa, but Dabs and Nisa, how about Adam Zulus be Dina? She was a Nasral, Kol Olam. Came in and then also lo olam. Okay, there's a Tosos based on Lishitasi, the previous Tosos, which almost all the Rishonim say. What is Tosos' answer? Tosos' answer is, let's review for a second. Zilusa de Medina, there's a technical issue here, right? Again, if you can view it as a mandate, which is that it's a din drabbanan, Zilus Dredina, clearly it's only din drabbanan, and all they can do is things drabbanan are allowed to do, which is asr things that are mutter, or matter things that are asr midrabbanan. They can't matter things that are asr midaraisa. And therefore, how about Zilus Dredina and Bezdin lo asumaisa? So mukach mi daf lamed beis amen aleph, that it's shayach, right? From daf lamed beis amen aleph to mukach, that zilusid beidina is shayach. And then, if
by maisa, Rebbe means the maisa was done based on their tzak.
Yes. Sorry. You're right. Because even if she got married, it's not like. Okay, it's mukha from there that it's shayach. What kasha lama lo shayach in hikiruha linase? And answers Tosfos, shayach aval I after lahatir mishom zibusa. Why? Because if she's already married, I mean, she's already married, I don't know how much Zilusa. Either way, there's Zilusa Medina. But if she's married, their only Shaila is not whether she can marry the rest of the world. Of course, she can marry the rest of the world. She's married. It's only this guy. And remember, this guy, she claims she knows her husband's dead, and this guy claims he knows the husband's dead. They both claim they know her husband's dead. So therefore, we don't write, it's about to marry this guy. It's just like Zayr Drabbana, they wouldn't let him marry. They're married this guy. So it looks bad. It's a suffix, and they know. So they were being matter, it's only right. So they were being matter, it's your husband, it was Medina, but when she's single, then they clearly have to tell her she's not allowed to marry everyone else in the world, because everyone else in the world is Doraisa to marry her. Everyone else is doing a suffix Doraisa, which he has no knowledge of. And therefore, agav, they have to be. Heaven. Asura mida oraisa al shar ha'olam. That's one. She hadn't gotten married yet. Then, when the Edom came, they have to change their psak. They have to swallow the zivusa and accept the bad PR. Because they have to ask her to everyone else in the world. Once they're asking her to everyone else in the world and already getting bad reputation, they might as well ask her to this guy also, because it's not going to make their reputation any worse. That's Tosos Shai Zulus de Medina Be'i Afshar, because you can't matter in Isidoraisa. And you know, for this man who claims personal firsthand knowledge of no Isidoraisa, since she's not yet married to him, they have to ask her to everyone else and have bad reputation, then their reputation is not any worse. If they, it's not worse for their reputation to answer her to 1,000,001 people than to answer her to 1,000,000 people. So they answer her to everyone.
Maybe saying shayach, meaning we apply zilusa.
Shayach, the idea applies, but we can't implement it.
We can't implement zilusa, i.e. we are allowed to do whatever psak we want.
Meaning, what I mean by shayach is that it is a problem of damaging Bezin's reputation, which we'd like to avoid, but we can't avoid it.
So it's really efshar lahatir, i.e. It should be opposite, no?
No, efshar lahatir osa. Efshar, what I mean is this. Lahatir osa. It's shayach lachshos luzuli dina. We'd like to mock her because we lose the dina. But we can't because she's also derived on the rest of the world. Okay. Now that's Tosos. However, other Rishonim give other answers. The Ramban quotes Yesh Omrim, who says, whenever Tosos says a Havina says impossible, generally there's someone who says it, but not necessarily someone who's willing to put their name to it. In general, look, whenever Tosos says Aim Omar, Tosos doesn't get up in the morning and say, oh, Aim Omar, that you're allowed to go to work on Shabbos. Aim Omar, I mean, someone that extended to Tosos, well, this is a good answer, and Tosos has to tell you not that way. So the Ramban has quotes Yesh Mepharshim. I don't know, I haven't found a name for this. Yesh Mepharshim. Where is this? Maybe it's not in this piece. Anyway, the Ramban definitely quotes a Dimnesis Lotetze, etc. He said in the end, Ikaman, the boy Maymar, even there, sorry, it's boy Maymar. So he wants to say to my niece, as long as my mother let you be ruling, not say. Okay. So, Igamad, the Bible are close enough. Maybe there's a Yesh Omrim in the Rabban. It's a questionable Yesh Omrim that Enachanami Nises Lavdavka Ella Hitiruli Nase. Okay, that's a little radical. The real other option, the Rabban and the Rashba, and the reason I want to come back to this, is the Rabban and the Rashba would say, no, Taka, it's only Shayach Mako Maisa. It's only Shayach the Mako Maisa. Says the Rabban and the Rashba. They say, no, Zilusa de Bedina Shayach Rak and Nasa Maisa. Okay, if you didn't do a Maisa, it's not bad for the reputation of Bezdin. Yeah, but instead, they said the opposite. No one takes it seriously if there's no Maisa. That's only if you did a Maisa. And that's why if you really know, said, no, Zilusa de Bedina, if they change their mind. It's only Zilusa de Bedina if they backtrack after she's already married, you know, after the Chuppah. By the case of the Kahuna, there's no Maisa. So the Ramban has two answers. The second, which is a little tough. The Ramban, what about Kahuna? So here he has to make one of two compromises. Either the Ramban and Rashba say that it depends. How seriously do people take what Bezin says? It depends if it's Shayach a Maisa or not. When it's Shayach to do a Maisa, they don't take it seriously until there's a Maisa. There's news when they say you can get married, right? Hey, think about it, it makes sense. I hear, someone told me that Rav Schechter said the guy can eat something. Okay, did the guy actually eat it? So I don't think so seriously that he said it. But if someone said Rav Schechter said the guy cannot eat something, okay, then did he not eat it? He didn't eat it. I take it seriously. When you pass in something that has no maisa, people take it seriously without a maisa because that's as serious as it gets. It's not that you need a maisa. Again, it's all psychological. Not that it's only serious when someone does a maisa. It's serious when someone does whatever they could do. when they take it ad hasof. So when they bezin paskin something an iser, then if you don't do it, that's enough of a mice, as it were. People take it seriously. When bezin paskin the heter, they don't take it seriously until the guy actually does it. So they say, we don't know if they're going to talk the heter. So he says, what's the principle? It's not talk the mice. It's that.
I apologize. I don't think it's the camera. I think it's just my markers have seen better days. Sorry, we have to bring your markers next time. Anyway, Tzarech Maisa in Shaya Bo Maisa. Rock.
Okay, so that's the answer. When it's Shaya to a Maisa means when it's a heter generally, then people that know Zilusa people don't take it seriously until there's a Maisa. However, when there's an Isser, people take it seriously without a Maisa. And that answers the Stira.
That's just like easier to prove a negative versus a positive.
No, I just think that it's not Maisa Davka. It's just that people don't take it seriously if you haven't gone all the way. When you're saying don't do something and you don't do it, you've gone all the way. When you're saying do something, and you theoretically could do it, but haven't yet. You just haven't gone all the way. That's the way I'm viewing it. Okay, the Ramban says the second answer, which is cryptic. He says, by the coin, there's also a Maisa. After all, he eats truma and gets a matnus kahuna and does birkas kohanim, which is a little funny because that's the wrong direction. These you lose to the Medina is that they should keep him a non-kohen because they paskin he was a non-kohen. So it's not 100% clear to me exactly what the Ramban means by Cohen is also a Maisa. After all, the Maisa of doing all the things Kohanim do. No, the Zilus Beidina, the Paskin, he should stop doing all the things that Kohanim do. Perhaps what the Ramban meant here is, yeah?
You get schar for not doing, or actively not doing.
Or let me say it a little better. If Beis Din tells you you can get married, that's not physically noticeable as an afkamina in your life. I mean, think about it. Someone's walking around, they're not sure if they can get married or not. I told them they can, but they don't actually do anything. So we don't see that physically yet. However, if I tell you to stop being a kohen, all of a sudden that stops your everyday routine. You go to a shul in the morning and you don't duchen, and people are giving out the truma and they don't give it to you, etc. So if they're a bad man, it doesn't have to do a maisa. It just has to be nicker of a maisa. Which means you either have to do a Maisa or stop doing a Maisa, as opposed to Hiti Ruli Nase, where she never did a Maisa nor stopped doing a Maisa. So if you've been doing a Maisa every day and I tell you to stop, that's the Ilusa Medina if I then flip-flop, because everyone notices. But if I just tell you something theoretically, so maybe that's what the Ramban meant. The Ramban, Inami, I think what he means is Tzarech Maisa, but I'll just add, again, I'm adding this for open hanikar, but I think it makes sense. Meaning, not being a kohen is also a maisa. It's not a maisa, but it's like a maisa that everyone notices in your actions. Because you stopped doing an action you used to do until now. And therefore, the Ramban might differentiate. If I paskin that you're not a kohen anymore and you go to shul in the morning, don't dochen, then flip-flop and zibusa de beidina, because everyone notices. But what if I paskin, for example, that you're not allowed to I paskin that you're not a kohen and it's chutzlaretz and there's no truma. Pinyan of Ben is very uncommon, and you know, I paskin or chodesh cheshvan that you're not a kohen. Bezin paskin you're not a kohen. Then 5 months go by. Okay, that's not a maisa. You haven't not done anything you would have done otherwise. And therefore, that wouldn't be the list of being out of flip-flop. I think that's what Ramban means. I can't prove it. Okay, let's go Viker. I want to tie this into something else. Let's go to Tosus, the Ramaskil. The last thing I want to discuss until we get to the next sheet, of course, is, well, maybe one or two things. Tosos, Dibur Ramaskil, of Venofagale Kalvartine. Tosos asked the famous question, which really the Rashbam asked before. Before the Rashbam. What about? Are you raising your hands?
No.
Okay. Tosos asked. Yeah. Be careful if you ever go to an auction. Tosos asked the question, which really the Rashbam asked before him, and maybe someone even asked before that. I mean, definitely someone asked before that. Rather, Tosos asked the following question. He doesn't start, again, not every Tosos starts with an imtomer, but he's clearly asking the question. Don't take the Lord Lashon Dafka, because, which means, imtomer, we have a problem. The answer is, don't take Akhtini seriously. What's the famous question, which he doesn't ask as an imtomer, but what's the question? I don't like to say the question of Tosos Masal Akhtini, so it was a question before that, but nonetheless,
of Vinafak. Tosos the Masal Vinafak. I don't mean he's the first one to ask the question. Often Tosos says, here's clearly not.
What's the question? Let's review the case. What was the case of the Kohen? Here he was Mochsak Kohen. The Kol made him not a Kohen. The Eid Echad made him a Kohen. The Shnei Eidim made him not a Kohen. And then the Eid Echad, remember in the end we said they're arguing the word Seir for the two Eid Echads. But in the Chazal we thought everyone thinks Eid Echad is Mitzarif. So it's two against two, and he was originally a Kohen. So, therefore, it makes him a Kohen again. And what was the Machlokas? The Machlokas is, keep in mind, the Machlokas isn't, at this stage, the two Eidim say he's not a Kohen, and we're worried about the Yehusha to be Dina and keep him a Kohen. No, there's no option. This stage is two Eidim say he's not a Kohen, like it's Midar Raisa, Pasha, he's not a Kohen. Like, there's no leeway for Yehusha to be Dina, or to any time of any Chakira. The question is here, this is a machlokes about Zilusa de Medina, right? Here we have a tray. So according to the rich visit approach, fine, tray. Now we have a 50-50 safe, Kohen, not Kohen. So what we do is Zilusa Medina, or even if you don't take rich approach, just say over here, how luckily we should call him a Kohen. However, he previously declared he wasn't a Kohen, and as a Lusa Medina, maybe we should make a Chomer Darbanan and call him not a Kohen. What's the problem all the Rishonim ask about this scenario? Why does the Machlokes Lusa Medina come in stage, how many stages are there? Come in stage five. What's the question? It should come in stage three. Meaning, two, there's no Lusa Medina, that's the first thing anyone did. Four, there's no nothing can do about Zilus Medina. It's Pashat Issa Daraisa, he's not a Kohen. You can't let him be Truma and Dohan. The question is, why is there no Zilus Medina right here? If Robez can pass in stage two, he's not a Kohen. Then in stage three, they're flip flopping and saying he is a Kohen. Why do we say Zilus Medina? And they should keep him not a Kohen so as not to damage their reputation. So that's the question. Why? Is there no, Manda Amar, Chayshina Lezilusa Debetina at stage three? Which is, of course, I keep mentioning the Ritva. This is the main smach of the Ritva. Again, it seems like you might be saying smart. You said it on Laman Alpha base. But I think this is the main riot for the Ritva. Says the Ritva, I'll tell you why. There's no Zilusa de Medina. Excuse me. I'll tell you why there's no Zilusa de Medina at stage three. Because the whole machlokas of Zilusa de Medina is only a 50-50 suffix. And at stage three, it's not a 50-50 suffix. It's an aid versus a kol, and an aid beats a kol. Okay, it's also suggesting it's the aid on the priest chazaka beats the kol. I think either way, the aid, it's a vadai. Aid echad beats a kol. And if it's a vadai, then there's no lachlokes for machlokas Zilusa de Medina. Okay, as we have on the board over there. So one answer, again, I'm going a little out of historical order. One answer is the Ritva, that here it's a vadai. Eid Echad beats the call. When there's a vadai, no one's called Zilusa de Medina. The whole sukkah of Zilusa de Medina only applies if there is a safek. Okay, that's the Ritva. However, that is, here we see that, why didn't all the Rishonim answer this? It seems like most, not all Rishonim asked the question. Whoever didn't ask the question might have just held like the Ritva and said, I don't have to ask the question, it's Pashat. But many, many Rishonim, maybe most Rishonim did ask the question. And from here we see that the majority of Rishonim did not hold the approach of the Ritva and held that Zilusa Medina Shayach even Makom Vadai.
Oh, what about even Makom Vaday? Because yes, Vaday is a truth, but reputation is also important. And maybe sometimes the reputation of Besdin should override the truth, just like all of Orthodox Judaism. You know, there's what would theoretically be true, and then for various gzeiras, we add and subtract, etc., just to make sure no one ends up doing a bad thing. So here we'll override the truth as a gzeira to make sure no one does the bad thing of having anarchy and weakening the authority of Besdin. Because keep in mind, even though in the 21st century, we're taught to be distrustful of authority, that doesn't mean that it's correct. And in Chazal, they're very into trusting at least religious authority. Lav dafka secular authority all the time, but at the very least, religious authority. Chazal don't need my approval. But, you know, if you think about it, there's logic to it.
Just a question about the case.
Mm-hmm.
Are we assuming that there's kielu a din Torah at every stage?
Yeah. Yes. The question is obviously not stage one. Stage one was
two.
And the question is assuming there's a din Torah at every stage. An amateur might deny that at least one stage. At what stage could you deny it's a din Torah? The question will answer that stage number two. Because stage three, four, and five. It's hard to know it's to where Edom are coming into Besdin. Besdin is being Gove Eidos. I understand it's only one aid. And I'll be one to say, ask, is one aid really a real Chalos Eidos to Chalos something else? But still, it seems like a judicial procedure. Someone's coming and testifying to Besdin. They're not testifying to your neighbors. Stage two, rumors that Yesh La'ayin, certainly the pshat is it sounds like a judicial procedure. Besdin Paskin based on a call. Benzing and Paskin based on all kinds of things. That's clearly the assumption of the question, but what's the possible answer? Says Tosfos, really, it's not a judicial procedure. In stage two, Besdin never Paskin. Rather, he was Yorid Mikahuna on his own. Basically, what happens is, you got the story wrong. It's not that the Besdin heard the rumor and then Paskin is not a Kohen. No, the rumor is spreading. So he voluntarily stepped down from Kahuna and asked Besdin to clarify. And then Besdin found the Echad and said he's okay. So the first thing Besdin did was stage three. So obviously there's no flip-flopping. There's no Zibus Medina. That is the first answer of Tosos. It's obviously a Dachik answer. It says, Ve'achtine. He says, La Dachil, Yor Me'atzmo. But that would handily solve the problem, right? So number two is Tosos. First answer is that lav davka horiduhu, that's Achtine in Hebrew, hella yorad me'atzmo. Okay, if you did me'atzmo, there's no zibus medina. There's an override when you did me'atzmo. However, that's not shot of the word, so what's Tosa's second answer? His second answer is inami horad gemura ka'amar, but like zibus medina, the edom original collect is zibusa. No, obviously it means they were more with him, but it's not Zilus Medina when they were more with him al Pikol, only when they were more with him al Pikos. Now, here it seems a little random, but it's only Zilus Medina if they more based on this, not if they based on that. Nearly as Nike, the Tosa's second answer, is really trying to say the same thing as the Rashbam here. Nearly as Nike is really trying to say the same thing as the Rashbam, and this is also what the some of the other Rishonim say, the Ramban and the Rashba, the Rabbi Yonah, that what does the Rashbam say here? Notice, the Rashbam here, this is like one of these like clever Rashi Rashbams. He says something very innocently, but he's really trying to answer an intomar that you don't know yet, right? Says verse third line of Rashbam, Va'achtine mina kahuna ad shiyiv tegus adavar. Ah, we were moving him from kahuna until we checked it out. The Milo of Kahuna, because it's the Milo in Kahuna that you should check out a rumor. Why does he have to add this? I think he's adding this to answer Tosa's question. He's saying, isn't it the Lucid of Edina if they took him down from the coal and then reinstated him from the Eid Echad? No, because they didn't take him down from the coal as a sock of taking him down. They took him down for a coal as a temporary injunction. Meaning, if Besdin declares you're not a Kohen, then declares you are a Kohen, that's the Zilus Medina. If Besdin declares, don't act as a Kohen because we have to clarify it more. And then they say, we clarified it. That's not the Zilus Medina. They did exactly what they said they would do.
They said they're clear. I mean, obviously it's not the Musa Medina if they say we're thinking about it, so wait till we figure it out, and then they figure it out. And I think that the Tosus also means that it's only Horada on the Edus that's the Musa Medina, because Horada on the Edus is a real psak. Horada on the Kol is more of just being choshesh to clarify. You know, again, I can't promise it's saying exactly the same, not very similar. But I think it's definitely the same vein that even there wasn't a psak badai. You know, it was only, you know, again, someone's telling me, no, Tulsa doesn't say they took him down as a psak to only check. It says they took him down. But nonetheless, those are the things people look at it as just a checking. What's the difference? More or less the same thing. Says the Rashbam and says Tosos in his second answer. And also the Ramban and the Rashbam and the Ramban being Subas, the Ramban, you know, who all say similar things. In that, Horada, they call. Eino psak muchlat. Okay. Horada on the Kol is not an absolute psak that would look at it be zigzag. It was just a provisional psak. And therefore, it doesn't look bad for zigzag. Okay, it's a perfectly satisfactory answer. The who did I put on the Makor sheet here? The Rashba.
Couldn't you possibly say that Zilusa de Beit Dina, when it comes from a Kol, there's not going to be any Zilzul because the whole street agrees with them? And that's people are not
thinking. Yes, the Dov can change their mind and go against the whole street. Right? The Zilzul means they did a Kol and then they changed. So once they changed, you might think there would be.
Much of this difference.
Anyway, it's all just details. See, some of the Kol people think about it differently. You know, I don't know the point. I do want to point out the Rashba has mitzvahs for me. Yishukosu b'hem, uves sifrei duknei, in diukin, lo resin hacha v'achtinei. He has, there is no v'achtinei. Why? Because then there would have been zilus in the Beit Dina. That's what he says. If it was achtinei, there would be zilus in the Beit Dina, lo resin alei. And then, even if they weren't resin alei, and then he brings all the others. Even if they weren't Garcina Lane, it's not a Horada Gemura. Then he quotes the Rashbam, who says it's just a Kol. Okay. Basically, what did the Rashba say? The Rashba say, he says, his real best Yersa is he doesn't have the Achtine at all. And if he doesn't have Achtine at all, it's not a question in the first place. Okay, similar to Tosfos' answer, meaning Bezin never possible. Okay, now who's the first person though who asked this question? Nirolani is Maika. Who's the first person who asked this question without saying Ben Tomar?
Probably Ruben Yershim. That's it.
No, not that early. Okay. Two generations later. That's enough of a clue. I think Rashi and Ksubas. Why? What does Rashi and Ksubas say? That is Mechodesh, and that people go crazy over.
So we have to redo
Shnei Pavim. It's only Zilus Beit Dina if you flip flop twice, right? Only if you flip flop twice is Zilus Beit Dina. That's what Rashi says in Ksubas. Only if you flip flop twice. Now, says Rashi, shall we do Shnei Pa'amim Ba'achshav Yalu V'Matlu Divrei. Why is Rashi saying twice? So everyone goes crazy against Rashi. What do you mean? Look at Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, by the case of Rav Nachman, and which led to the Rava's question or Isema Rav Zera's question, that was only once. We listened to the Aiden, gave you the land, and we take you off. In the case of Rav Nachman Rav Yosei, that was only once. We mocked you, you get married, and then we asked you. So, like, what are you saying? There's Zilus Beit Dina because it happened twice. It makes no sense whatsoever. So, before we defend Rashi, it's always important. Before you defend someone, you have to figure out why they said it in the first place. Because just, it might not affect. I'm not saying it will affect us here. But it's always important because until you know why they said it. So, sometimes it's obvious why they said it. Here, Rashi doesn't obviously tell you why he said this thing about how we do it twice. But Tosos already hints at it in Tosdur Masel and Nafak, because I skipped one in Tosos. Tosos says, The lack of a Maimar, like a Zilusa, Elcher, Drew, Beis, Pa'amen. The Shmaitza, Mucha, Fil, Bechadza, Niki, Zilusa. Don't say it's only Zilusa, the double zigzag. Because in Shmaitza, meaning a Laman Alpha, Beis, is Mucha, you get a single zigzag in Zilusa, Beidina. But what is Tosa saying? He's saying, but you might be tempted to answer the question based on saying it's only Zilusa, the double zigzag. Meaning, that's why Rashi said it in Ksubos. Why did Rashi say what he said in Ksubos? What about King Subas? He answered the question, why isn't it Zilusa Medina stage 3? Why only stage 5? The answer is, there's only Zilusa Medina if you have a double zigzag, and it's not a double zigzag until stage 5. Says Rashi, it's only Zilusa Medina if you go back and forth twice. And therefore, it's only Zilusa Medina at stage 5, so that's why they went back and forth twice. Okay, that is Rashi's, that's Rashi's shot in Ksubas. And it seems very reasonable. I mean, it's a good answer to the question. Where does Rashi get it from? Rashi gets it from, he doesn't make it up just to make trouble. He gets it from Pashat Pshat in the case. There are 5 stages. First of all, why do you need 5 stages? The Rav says, "Ah, that you need all 5 stages." But why do I have to be kiss 5 stages? And besides that, why would we lose to be in stage 3? The answer, the whole point, is that one zigzag, no one's supposed to be losing to Medina. The only chance to lose to Medina is with a double zigzag. Ah, Tosfos says, but in Bavatra, how would you interpret it? Because it doesn't work on an alpha and base. So we don't know what Rashi would say because he didn't write on Bavatra. I mean, at least from 2 plot ago and 3 plot ago and on. So we're not sure. We're not sure what the
answer is. Anyone want to answer for Rashi? Anyone want to answer for Rashi? Taka. How do you resolve this guillotine line alpha and base where the
He's only saying that in Ksubas. He wouldn't say that in Bavastra. He thinks that's what Ksubas holds up. That doesn't make any sense because it's not because of something in Ksubas. It's actually something that I'm oversetting Ksubas that he said it. It's within this Brisa, it's the head for the Brisa. Within the same words, he said this parish in Ksubas, and somebody would say the same parish in Bavastra if he was right. Anyone want to answer? Yeah?
Maybe he thinks you only need one time if there's a mice out, if there's no mice out.
Okay, I also thought that. I don't know where a Chaim Weinersdorf is to tell us who said that in the. But if I said it, Eitan said it, the someone says it. So the Kedushi wrote someone. Or who knows? He need another Masechta. Kedushi wrote Eitan. Fine, say it. It's not yet in the Masechta. Maybe you could kill 2 birds with 1 stone, and meaning we had 2 questions. Number 1, how do we deal with stage 3 here and the double single zigzag? Number 2, how do we deal with the basically there are 2 stiras between Laman Aleph and Beis and Laman Beis and Aleph, Tosfos Masechta Nafak and Tosfos Masechta Bavli, both of which Mefurish bring stiras between Laman Beis and Aleph and Laman Aleph and Beis. Here it's a double zigzag, there it's a single zigzag. There it seems to be only with a Maisa, and then everyone has to come up with answers. And here, it seems clearly even without a Maisa. So just, whenever you have 2 stiras, kill 2 birds with 1 stone, what Eitan wants to say is that, when there's a Maisa to Zilusa Medina, even with 1 zigzag, 1 chazara. But if there's no Maisa, then it only looks bad if only Zilusa Medina with a double chazara. That's what Eitan wanted to say, right? I also thought you could say that. I can't prove it, and I'm not saying that's the only possible answer, but I think it's always good to kill 2 birds with 1 stone, that maybe you could say, question from Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. So maybe you could say that Al Yidei Maisa, there's Zilusa Afilo Bechazara Achas, but without a Maisa, then there's Zilusa Rak Ayudeshte Chazaros. So I think that is definitely a possible answer. Okay,
I don't know if I have to, but I just want to. Is it possible that Rashi is assuming that the cases in Lamed Aleph and Bet, they all had a chazaka before the case started, so to speak, and he's including that as a flip flop.
No, because then it would here also that beforehand, and that would still be stage three. It'd still be equivalent to stage three. So I don't think that would help us. Okay. Viter, I have just one bit of a tema on Tosfos in Dibur Maskal Vicha Amar, which we're not going to read the whole thing, but Tosfos says a little bit at the end. He points out a bit of a steerer. What's stronger, kol or eid echad? Good question. What's stronger, kol or eid echad? So based on what we have right here on the board,
Tosfos, Stok, Dibur, Maskel, Vicha Amar.
What's stronger, kol or eid echad? Based on what's right above this on the board, you would say very obviously, even if you haven't read the Ritva, what's stronger, kol or eid echad? Eid echad, because the eid echad overrides the kol, and we make him a kohen. Forget about the question whether kol should be loosely dina. Me'ekar din, the eid echad eats the kol, and we make him a kohen. That seems pretty poshut. What's Tosfos kasha? Ah, ein. What's the remaskal? Ba'am Rabbi Yochanan b'chulei, meaning Ba'am Rabbi Yochanan d'ver kolin irer pachas bishnayim. Let's say a guy's anyone a kohen here? No, let's make someone a kohen. Eitan. Oh, Yoni goes off to be a Kohen. Fine. Yoni is a Kohen. If there's a rumor that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, according to everyone bought that Das Yochid first opinion Tosfos, who says Lavdavka, if there's a rumor, then he gets disqualified, right? Achtina. What if one aide says that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? Do we disqualify him? No, because the rule of Ein Irabach Mishnayim. Ein Irabach Mishnayim means one aid cannot be ma'arer on you. Right? So here's the sphira. The sphira is that from our case, we see Ein Echad beats Kol. From Ein Irabach Mishnayim, what do we see? That kol is posel, and eid echad is not posel. Again, if you say achtine lav davka, that's off the problem. Okay, but it doesn't assume that. So it's a steer. On the one hand, kol is more powerful than echad. On the other, eid echad is more powerful than kol. It's a good steer, no? And what does Tosfos answer? Tosfos answers that he's not trying to ask the steer. He's trying to get to the answer because it's useful for something else. But Tosfos says, the avgav the eid echad shehichshir akol to less new dummy shariyah eid garum and akol. Even though the eid echad and the kol can't help, because after all the eid echad is less than a kol, so how can the eid echad be the kol? In lo hachazoka. Because of the Chazaka, says Tosfos, you misunderstood. Says Tosfos is very, very poshut. Kol is adif me'eid echad, and that's why a kol can possibly me'eid echad can't. Oh, what about our sugya stage three? It's not a kol versus eid echad. It's eid echad plus Chazaka against the kol, because you had a Chazaka of koing in the first place. That's very poshut. Eid echad plus Chazaka. Adif mikol. Tosfos says no problem. Really, kol is, it's a fascinating question. What's stronger, kol or eid? Really, kol is stronger than eid echad. Just eid echad plus chazaka is stronger than kol. So if the guy's has been hetter, a kol coming against him is stronger than eid echad coming against him. But over here, it's an eid echad with its chazaka against the kol that's against his chazaka. Eid echad plus chazaka beats kol. Okay, just math. Right? 4 is less than 5, but 4 plus 3 beats 5. Right? Not so hard. That's Tosfos's answer. The question is, Rav Lichtenstein, his shiurim, when he got to this Tosfos, he thought the question wasn't necessarily so mochach in the first place. maybe there's a difference between, okay, I don't know if this is exactly what he meant, but I thought you could easily say that according to Tosos, and this is where it started, Tosos shouldn't have asked this question on himself, or should have had this question on himself. Because when we say a kol is better in terms of being error, but an eight echad is better in a clash, maybe we're not discussing the same thing. Eight echad versus kol in a clash is just which is stronger beer. Which is stronger proof, eight echad or kol? Maybe the answer is talk, eight echad is stronger proof than kol. Maybe if there's no chazak eight echad is stronger proof than kol. This is what I think this is what Lichtenstein wants to say. You know, you have to look up inside his exact formulation. Certainly, he says, really, eight echad is a better proof than kol. If it's a clash, eight echad is better than kol. But if we're not talking about a clash, remember what many Rishonim say. They say, Achtine means that we have to investigate this, we have to find out, we have to look into it. If you look at error, error means the whole lesson of error is funny. Error is not proving who's right. The whole lesson of error is like, literally like shaking the foundations, right? It's causing us to be mistaken. If you're asking what causes us to be nervous, the answer is an echad might have more proof than kol. But what causes us to be nervous, one an echad is not going to change what we think. Because like an echad is an echad, it is what it is. And we know it's one aid. And it's not enough to be my Arizona status. But a kol is more amorphous. A kol is like, there's a rumor. What's behind that rumor? It's very hard to tell what's behind that rumor. And therefore, it turns to make us nervous. They actually to make us nervous. You're one person. You're not strong enough. But a kol is like, who knows what could be going on in this kol? And therefore, when there's a kol, we view that as a proper error, and we say, no, until we investigate this further, until we get to the bottom of this, then we can't let you. So again, I'm not going even further than this, I'm not sure. But here you can say, certainly, if you go like all the Rishonim, what do all the Rishonim say? It's not that a kol passes you forever just because of a kol. It's that the kol caused us to investigate. So, Alpi, Rashbam, the Ode, you could just say that a kol makes us investigate. An eight echad, you know, does not. When it comes to making us investigate something, of course a kol is stronger than an eight echad. Because a kol is amorphous and we're not sure what lies behind it. While in an echad, we know exactly what lies behind it. One person, no more, no less. So when it comes to bringing up a lady's on suffix and making us be more in him until we're bodek him and causing us to be misuffic and try to look into it more, of course the kol is more powerful because we don't know exactly how big it is. While in Echad, we know exactly how big he is. When it comes to a clash, then Echad beats kol because something that is clearly defined as 1-8 is better than 0-8 that is a rumor. So I'm answering, when it comes to answers, an Echad is better than a kol. When it comes to questions, a kol is better than 8 echad for precisely the same reason. If you're trying to answer the question, 8 echad has solid, clear evidence, and a kol is murky and you don't know what to do with. When it comes to bringing up a latest asafik, then Avram, the kol is more powerful. It's murky, you don't know what to do with it. Let's wait a few months and see exactly where this kol is coming from and what happens with it, as opposed to an 8 echad where there's nothing to investigate. Okay, actually, you can say that, but that's not what Tosa says. I think he should have, because Tosfos himself says, Achtine, you know, unless he doesn't mean exactly the same as the Rashbam, but, you know, Tosfos himself, if he thinks Achtine is not a real psak, then maybe he could have given this answer. So either Stam, he just didn't like this answer anyway, or maybe Tosfos thinks Achtine is a real psak. He just thinks in people's eyes it's not such a zealous. Okay, we'll leave that for now. And if we have no other questions, we'll go back to
it. It's a funny thing because answer to the Mechai Shula is exactly that, to be the fire. They didn't even need to the suffix there, so it's different.
I would still say that maybe it's different because there, first of all, yes, in some level, Mechai Shula is Birur, but, you know, there's a big Hakira that we're going to have to get to. I really, please don't laugh at me. When we get to we're going to have to discuss this when we get to Nasa Dervava, exactly.
Rav Abba is the.
We have to get Rav Abba will investigate. Is that really true? But certainly at the pashtus. It's a good question, and now we have to be a chalik noting. That is casting aspersions on someone and asking him for a very specific viewer. That's not the same as the power to just make us something in general. But okay, Yeshua Ayan, I'm not saying Kabbalah Daiti, clearly Tosos is not a Kabbalah Daiti. Okay, let's go on to a very, very famous sugya, which is Tosos to Ramaskal Anan. Tosos asked a famous stira, because there's another Gemara which has managed the same case as ours, it seems like. It seems like mamash the same case as ours, not with stage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but in the end, as the Rashbam pointed out, forget about the Rashbam, as the Gemara pointed out, stage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is not really is only relevant because Taka the Tanarim are arguing about Seir of Edus, right? If they weren't arguing about Seir of Edus, you wouldn't need all these stages. You would just say two Edom come and two Edom come. You don't need three stages: Chazaka, two Edom, right? That's what the Gemara says, right? Taka, that's our proof that they're arguing about Seir. But if you just want to talk about the rules of Chazakos, the rules of the Dina, the rules of Psak, then all you need is three stages. Muktuk, two Edom say Pasul, and two Edom say Kosher. And lo and behold, there's another Sugya in Shas with someone who's Muktuk as a Kohen, and two Edom say Pasul, and two Edom say Kosher. Except that guy was very, very powerful. Okay, remember the mistrust of secular authority? That has a lot to do with that sugya in Kiddushin, because it did not end well for the Chachamim. They paskin something that the king didn't want to hear. Okay, now we've learned our lesson from that case, right? Wasn't that Rabbi Beryl Lazar only paskins things that Putin wants to hear? Okay, so he's a smart guy. He only paskins things Putin wants to hear. But in the old days, The rabbis were a little more naive, and they thought that, at least Jewish kings are tzaddikim, and they paskin things that the king didn't want to hear, and it didn't end with a lot of continuing to live for them. But anyway, without saying anything bad, what is the case there? Yanei HaMelech, he won a victory, he got a big party, okay, that's not the important point. And then he says that then someone, there was one advisor said, Yanei HaMelech, the rabbis are out to get you, you know how those rabbis are. He said, okay, I want to be the Kohen Gadol, king and Kohen Gadol. And the Chacham said he's puzzled to be a Kohen Gadol. And he ended up killing them. Okay, but what is the relevant part for us? Let's get back to our part. Why? Meaning, Hitaka was a Kohen. Why would the Chacham of his door pass if he couldn't be a Kohen Gadol? Because, what's the case here? I'm just looking for the actual, it's only like two lines in the middle of the story is the actual case. Here we are. Shayu Omrim Emo Nishbeis Modiim. They said his mother was a Shvuya in Modiim. Shvuya means they're captured by the enemies in the war. Captured by enemies in the war, we suspect that they were raped, and it's Gzeirat Rabbanan that you're puzzled with Kahuna. So if his mother, this obviously before he was born, was Nishbeis, obviously the rumor they worked out the years, right? They said his mother was Nishbeis before he was born, so he's puzzled with Kahuna. And what happens by Vukasha Davar Velo Nimtza? They checked it out and did not find and did not find an Isser. Taka found, interestingly, if the halacha would have said so, then he would have had to accept it. But they checked it out and he found that he was really kosher. And therefore, he got mad at the chacham. Okay. Now, there's a lot of interesting philosophy here, but let's stick with our sugya. The Gemara asks, "Hey Chidami, what did they hear? What did they find out? Right? If you say tray, two Edom first came and said his mother was Nishbeis. Two Edom said his mother wasn't Nishbeis. My chazdam chani, smokahani. then why would you, again, reading the Pshat of the Gemara, why would you listen to the first set of Edom, listen to the first set of Edom? I mean, then Itaka would be puzzled. If it's trade, be puzzled. Trade is the suffix. Suffix is usher. So rather they said, so what was the case of Israeli kosher? Either it was either first they want to say that it was one eight said puzzle, two eight said kosher, but then they don't quote a lesson, but they said no, that couldn't be any reference to Shtayim. We should never listen to one eight puzzle in the first place. Rather, it's Ede Hazama or Ibais Ech or Shikhan Yisrael. Okay, it's not important, but what were the two possibilities? What really happened? Either two Adam said Nishbeis, and then two Adam come and were mazin them, so that proves that he's kosher, or two Adam said Nishbeis, and two Adam came and said, I know it looked like Nishbeis, but really we saw how they switched her for someone else, and someone else is Nishbeis, and she wasn't Nishbeis, and therefore it's not a tray, because they explain that it just looked that way. Okay, anyway, Kitzer, really, it wasn't a trade, but in the Havamin of trade, the Gemara says, my cause is Sankhani, Svokhani. If it was trade, she'd be a Stira. And here we have a flat out Stira because it looks like Mamish the same case. How does it look like the same case? This is the question. We're going to have to deal with this question more maybe next time. But we might as well put this case on the board, even though I want to go on a little bit of a tangent. But let's look at these similar cases. Where are we? We are either Ksubas Chavava and Beis, or more relevant for us, Chavava Basra Lama Beis on an Aleph versus Kiddushin. Samach Vavam and Aleph. Here we have Muchzak Kohen. Here we have Muchzak Kohen. Here we have Shnei Edim. That he's not a Kohen. Ben Grushin and Palusa. Here we have two Edim. That he's not a Kohen. Here then we have two Edim. That he is a Kohen. Right? Again, forget about the Seder for Aegis aspect. Again, the Aegis came as Mashu, two Edim, he was a Kohen. Here we also have two Edim that he was a Kohen in the Havamina. And what are we paskin here? Here we paskin Lo Chashino Zedusid Beidina and Kosher, right? They only argue at Seir of Aegis. But it wouldn't be for Seir of Aegis and Taka we paskin the Aegis. It's a bit starif. Right? There should be an Ein Mishpat saying he's kosher. Yeah, Anan Machtin Lev, Anan Maskino Lev. I'm sure if you look at the Ein Mishpat, it's really there. So what do we pass in? We pass in Lo Chayshinan Lezilusa Debedina, and he is kosher. What do they pass in here? They say that the Lashon is my chazis is samches ahani smoch ahani. Why believe these, believe those? Meaning Yanai is puzzle. And that's why they say it couldn't have been a case of trade, because then he'd really be puzzled, and then he wouldn't have killed the Chacham, because everyone would leave the Chacham, and they would just kick him out. Okay. So it must be one of these two other cases, either Shifcha Tachteh or Hazama. Okay, this is a famous stira. Before we answer this famous stira, we should look at what Rashi says, because Rashi over there in Kiddushin, again, it's a shame that we don't have Rashi in Bava Basra again. Obviously, we'll have to try to do our best. I'm not saying it'll be shmizy. We'll have to try to do our best what Rashi would say if he was writing on Bava Basra. But what does Rashi say there? Rashi says there, he says, forget Bava Basra, right? Rashi over there does not bring in Bava Basra. What does Rashi say? One second, let me find it. Dibra Masal Smoke Ahani. Rashi asks just a logical question, which is that Bava Basra makes sense. If there's tray, you should follow the Chazakah. Tray is a suffix, welcome suffix, the Torah tells us to follow Chazakahs. So why not just follow the Chazakah? So what is Rashi's answer? Why not follow the Chazakah? In in Kiddushin. Why not follow the Chazaka? What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Why not follow the Chazaka in Kiddushin?
Talk about the mother.
Correct. Right? Didn't Tosfos quote him here? Yeah. Pirish Hashem Kuntras. The Cheska Zayim Lomahani Lahashurus Yanai. Yanai never had a Chazaka. Keep in mind, Yanai never had a Chazaka because the suffix is, was he born? Once he's born, he can't change in Dina Kahuna. Right? It doesn't matter what your mother does here if you're born. It's not going to change your status. Of course, was he born to a Shluya? And born of a chalal, then he grew up in a chalitza. I mean, not technically, but same status. Or was he born a kasher kohen? So he has no chazaka whatsoever. We don't know how he was born. Rather, the question is about his mother had a chazaka. After all, until she may or may not have been shluya, she was chira kohuna. So says Rashi, you know, his mother has a cheskas kashrus. But she's not the one showing up in bed. We don't even know if she's alive by now. Probably not. She's not showing up in Bezdin. He's showing up in Bezdin, and he doesn't have a chazaka. And what's the chiddush? The chazaka of the mother doesn't count as a cheskes kashrus for him. That's the big chiddush of Rashi. It's really a shita's yachid of Rashi. The chazaka of the mother doesn't count as cheskes kashrus for him, says Rashi.
Rashi would agree, based on asking the shayla for whatever reason on the mother, then it would work, or he just...
That is what it sounds like, because Rashi's lashon is, although that's what it sounds like. It's not so clear, but that's, he says, if she was here, then Bezma Pasmiji is kosher. Okay, what does that mean about Yanai? The truth is, they are going to argue about that. Although I think the pasuk shot is that if she was here, then Yana would be kosher. Good, then you have to be consistent. Okay, it says Rashi, Cheska Zayim Lamahani Labas. Tosos does not like that at all. Not here, not in Kedusha, not Tosos does not like that shot at all. Right? Mm-hmm. Does not like it in the house, does not like it with a mouse, does not like it in a box, does not like it with a box. He doesn't like that shot whatsoever. He says, of course the chazaka of the mother helps for the son. The son is only a pol yotze. The son is only enough kamina. There's no shayla about Yanai. Yanai didn't do anything. There's no speakers about Yanai. He was born. Since then, we know what happened. Nothing relevant happened. The question is just, was he born to a kosher mother or a pasul mother? So, of course, his mother's chazaka works for him. That's what Tosso says. Here, the ain't nearer the read. The lama liyo chetzka se ain't lebein. Right, meaning it's a muchrach nafkamina. Why would it work? But Odi says, the hacha over here in our sugya. What did our sugya say? Our sugya had an explicit lashon. What was the explicit lashon? Muchsak. Give me a second, sorry. Muchsak mechskinle ba'avua dahai de koinu. The cheska that his father is a koin. That's the most big. So here the chazak of the father works for the kid. So, okay. A lot of kashas. We're not going to answer all the kashas on Rashi. Now, we're just going to point out that Rashi says, I mean, hopefully we get started with the kashas on Rashi, that Rashi says, chazaka the ain doesn't work for the vas, and Tosos says, for the ben, that's ridiculous. Tosos in Kiddushin, I think, also points out a famous Gemara in Ksubas. There's a Gemara in Ksubas where a woman was either sleeping with a man, caught sleeping with a man, or was found to be pregnant, which in those days, men just, nowadays you have a lot of technology. You never know how someone got pregnant. But in those days, I think there is only one common, there's only one common way to get pregnant, which is sleeping with a man. There's no artificial insemination or IVF or anything like that. I understand the sifas are in the bathhouse that according to the science of the times could make you pregnant, but we're not. That's such a one in a million that it doesn't come into our lucky calculations. And like Chazal didn't say, oh, maybe that happened. It was too unlikely. Okay. So Tosfos points out there's a machlokes when we leave Rishu whether we believe her or not. She says, I'm sure the moon I slept with a kosher guy. And we don't know. Maybe she's suffering. Who knows who she slept with? Maybe she's still looking. Who knows? So okay, we paskin like we paskin. Pretty sure we paskin that she's nemenet. Why? Mostly because of cheskes kashrus. That's clear in the Gemara there. So the Gemara has a dion. Ledire machshir ba machshir or not? If she has a baby, is the baby also kosher through her cheskes kashrus? And the maskana of the sugya seems, the maskana of the sugya is clear. The maskana we pass, but she's kosher and her baby is kosher to the cheskes kashrus. So that's another use to see the cheskes kashrus, the mother helps for the baby. So we see many cases all over Shas, the cheskes kashrus of the parent works for the kid. Why? Because the kid, the cheskes kashrus, is just the nafkamina. The kid's status and nafkamina, the parent's status. Basically, it's a chazak on something. That thing has a nafkamina. The chazak works with the nafkamina as well. That's against Rashi. And Rashi, someone holds differently. He'll have to answer up a lot of questions, but he clearly holds differently. I mean, it's not a diok in Rashi. Rashi's very, very explicit. Rashi says, the e-omar, if you'll ask, okay, trailer, okay, it's a cheskasa. No, what about Cheskash as the mother? No, Hani Mili have a common marriage of all the Zatira. That's if she was asking, could she marry Cohen? She have Cheskash as well, but not Zani. He has no Cheskash. Right? It's possible the mother Cheskash doesn't help. Fine. Okay, that's one important thing to mention. What is supposed to answer the question in the end again? And next year, I want to really, next year is the last year of this month. I want to get into all the different answers of all the Rishonim to this question. But in the next year, Tosos, what is Tosos' answer? Tosos' answers based on Venera Larida, Hainu Timeshim, Maskinan, Perdalan Achim, the Feltrey, Trey, Abasveka, Drabanan. Okay, the Maskinan is, it's still a live Machlok Shishon, and we'll mention next time whether Trey, Sveka, Dorais, or Sveka, Drabanan. The Maskinan is not 100% clear, but the Pashas like Tosos. If you just read the Gemara Yavavos, the Pashas that the Maskana seems to be Trey, Sveka, Drabanan. What do we mean by trade sake of the rice or trade sake of the rabbanan? Right, that's a very complicated sugya. I felt a little bad putting that sugya in the verse on the Makoros sheet just because the darko shell maseches yavamos. It's just really hard to like follow the shaka vataria until you get to the relevant part, just because of maseches yavamos. Okay, but you know, you grow from doing hard things. That's why I encourage everyone to learn Maseches Yevamos Daf Yomi, even if you didn't learn Maseches Megillah Daf Yomi, because the harder it is, the more you grow. But the machlokas is trei sfeika d'rabbanan or sfeika d'oraisa. What did that machlokas mean? It's specifically about trei, put trei together with which halachic factor? Chazaka. Trei put together with chazaka. What were the chazakas there? There was the chazaka of the woman who was chayavah in Yibam, potentially, chazaka of the woman who was patur from Yibam, potentially. That was the two cases, right? A woman is married to a childless man, and she's bechezgas Yibam. And then he may or not have married another like Erva, which would cause her to have a patur. Or a woman was married to a childless man, together with an erva who caused a tour on the whole household. The erva might or might not have been divorced, so she's becheskas not having to give them, and that might or might not have changed. Or the case in the end of good old Bar Shatya, there's a fellow who was at times lucid, at times not so lucid, and he sold his property, and there's a suffix, there's a trait, whether he was lucid or whether he was not lucid at the time, meaning is it a valid transaction or is it not a valid transaction? And the Gemara, again, I skipped a lot of Shakotari, which I'll fill in trying to skip the complicated parts. Also, Beitrei Omri, he was lucid. Beitrei says he was not. So there's a chazaka, Cheskas Bar Kama. He was the Bar Kama on the property. So do you follow chazaka from Trey, or do you not follow chazaka from Trey? That's the machlokas of trei sveika d'oraisa or sveika d'rabbana. Why is it called trei sveika d'oraisa and trei sveika d'rabbana? Because if you follow the shakamatari in that subject, again, we're going to go like shot here, even though there is another more minority opinion, the Rishonim, that we'll see. Everyone agrees that when it comes to matters of iser v'heter, mid'rabbanan, we can't rely on a chazak. We can't rely on a chazak, and we have to just be machmir both ways. The question is that midah oraisa trade pizza chazaka and makes it an irresolvable suffix? Or no, midah oraisa trade chazaka machria the trade. It's just that, so you don't call it trade speak up versus trade chazaka. No, because when it comes to matters based on a hector, at the very least midrabanan, we do machmir either way. Let me put that on the board and I'll make it a lot clearer. Trey, what are the two mandamars? One mandamar is
out of focus. The board is out of focus again.
Oh, the board really is out of focus.
No. This is not the markers. This is the.
Okay. Yeah, and I wish I knew how to keep the board in focus. Okay, let's try to keep focused, everybody. Talking to the computer. Trey plus Chazaka. What are the two possibilities? One possibility is that the Chazaka doesn't work. Right? The Chazaka doesn't work. Midoraisa. Or do we say no? The Chazaka does work. Midoraisa. Sure, the Chazaka works midoraisa. If all Chazaka is Chazaka, this is, by the way, very fascinating machlokas, right? But let's just see what this means in a very practical sense. This is called Trey Utrey Speka deoraisa. Mi deoraisa, it's a suffix and it doesn't count for Chazaka, can't be machria. This is called Trey Utrey Speka drabanan. Mi drabanan, sometimes important word we treat as a suffix. Could they make Xer Drabon to avoid confusion, to be extra macher? But Mito Raisa, the suffix Machria. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is they start with Isser Beheter and then move to, if you're talking about Isser Beheter, then if Trey Trey Staked the Raisa, then even if there's Cheskes Heter, it is Oster Mito Raisa. Because who cares about the Cheskes Heter? The Trey beats the Chazaka, and Midoraisa is no Chazaka. As opposed to this case, if there's a Cheskes Heter, then it's Mutter Midoraisa, but it's also Midrabanan, because Midrabanan, they told you in a Mutter Trey, we're going to be extra back for not relying on Chazaka. And if you go through this, the complicated part of that sugya, what that means is that they weren't always machmir midrabanan. Only in some cases when it was kedai, they were machmir midrabanan. But in some cases it wasn't worth it, they weren't. I mean, it's a classic example. Would they be machmir midrabanan to require chalitza in a case where it might backfire and lead someone to a yibum that's aser? So no, they're aser midrabanan when it wouldn't backfire, wouldn't lead to anything untoward. Okay, what about dini mamonos? In dini mamonos, is there a chomer and a kula?
But when we say Oki Shred Hadi Trey Oki X Ahas Kase, whatever, I mean, which is that a leader that either of these opinions? You got to take a side in either of these, and this is not okay. When we say like Oki Shred Hadi Trey and we should establish a base on the Chazaka, where does that meaning?
So hold that thought for a moment. No, so Oki Shred Hadi Trey, but Oki, so give me a second. Over here, what would we say? We would say that no, this is a irresolvable suffix. And what do you do in a case of irresolvable suffix? Let's say in many cases, Bezdin might be what do you do in the irresolvable suffix? Not so clear. But you don't paskin based on Chazaka. Maybe you say called Olivar an irresolvable suffix, maybe you say something else. An irresolvable suffix. Well, over here, no. You just paskin based on Chazaka, right? So there's no chumra and kulan dini mamonos. That's not in Bar Shakya. They prove that the pshat maskana of the Gemara seems to be straight rabbanan, because the last line of the Gemara was a proof from Bar Shakya. The case of Bar Shakya was traitor whether he sold the land or not.
and we say, okay, Arachas Kasa, we follow the Cheskas Marakama. We follow the Cheskas Marakama, or whatever other Kazaka might be involved. So when we say, okay, Trey, Bahadi Trey, the okay, Achas Kasa, Ari was asking, then that is Manor Trey Trey Sveka Drabana. Again, I'm reading Shah Gemara. Okay, maybe I could have started with the different Shah Gemara, but the Shah Gemara, then that would be Manor Sveka Drabana in Dini Mamnos. But no one would say that Nisra Heter, which of course makes our whole sugya a little funny, because two of our three cases are Isra Heter, and yet we say, if not, we're supposed to be the Oki Trey, we'll have the Trey. The Oki, Dover Behetero. Which is why Tulsa says what he says. What's Tulsa's answer? Tulsa's answer to this theory is, the Hainu time Hashem is given to Dalak, no trade trade, I was taking to Rabbanon, the Hain Nami was taking to Rabbanon, the Huffy Parachas, and so on, and he did the right, so I mean, okay, trade, Mahadi, trade, okay, that's a me do right, you follow the Huffy, come on, me do Rabbanon, Yishla Postla. She's Psula me do Rabbanon, the Huffling and Truma do Rabbanon, he kiva to your rubber trade, trade, okay, has cause say, ah, Tulsa's adds an asterisk. What does Tosos add? Again, we're going to put it back on the board next time because I didn't really give all the tone on this. But what is Tosos asterisk that he adds? He said, no, only in an Issa Doraisa, the Rabbanim were machmir to not rely on the Chazakah. But if it's only an Issa Rabbanim in the first place, then they let you rely on the Chazakah. Meaning like sort of a not Xero like Xero kind of idea. That Issa Rabbanim only adds Tosos, Rak, Gazru, Al Dinim de Oraisa. Okay, it's not clear what I mean by that, but through it in Belkat. If it starts as an Ishida Raisa, they were Gozer, Midrabanan, don't rely on the Chazaka. But if it only started as a Midrabanan, they were Gozer. So back in Arasugya, the two gates in Arasugya were only Dinim de Rabanan to start with. That's why we said we rely on the Chazaka, because I'm not going to be Yosei. Was only to drop on. And remember, the Kenta was, she knew her husband was dead. The guy she was marrying knew her husband was dead. Just we don't know. So you know, right? So they can find you know. Just we drop on and it might look bad, so we wouldn't do it. Okay, so it is drop on and we follow the Cheskas. Oh, sorry, that was the opposite. No, that's not a problem. Because there it was, Oki Itzach has Kasei Mechomra. Obviously, Mechomra. The Rabbanim weren't making Xavier Matur. Rather, what I mean is, in our second case, what about our second case where you make the guy a Kohen to trade trades with Cheskas Kohuna? Tosef answered, because he was living, Bisman Hazed, that there's no Bis HaMikdash, that Truman's only the Rabbanim. I mean, there's no Doraisas nowadays for a Kohen. Okay, Yeshua, I am Gerkis Kohanim. But Tosef, the sheep, the Hilsul Jitase, elsewhere in Shah, says, really, it's only also Midrabanan. I know that the Gemara said there's an Issa Rice in the Dothan if you're not a Kohen, but Tosol's Latafka, Tulal and Midrabanan. So, really, by a Kohen, it's only Shadow Midrabanan if you're a Kohen as well as that. What? You mean the Dothan? It's only Issa Midrabanan if you're not a Kohen. You mean Truma as well as that? It's only Issa Midrabanan if you're not a Kohen, because it's not real Truma. You're going to work in the Mesa Mikdash? No, we don't have Mesa Mikdash nowadays. You're going to eat Truma with the Rice? I'm going to have Truma with the Rice nowadays. And therefore, they weren't Gozer. Okay, that's Tosef's answer. Basically, Rashi only gives us half the answer. He gives half the answer. Here we follow the Chazaka. He doesn't tell us why. Here, Cheskas Ha'ein Lo Mehani Leben. And Tosef's answer is here. It's talking about Avoda, which is the Oraisa, and therefore Gozer Rabbana and Sveka Dorais, the Sveka Rabbana. And here we're only going to act Truma, Bizman Hazeh, which is Rabbana, and Lo Gozer Rabbana. And again, this is all based on Tosfos Shita, that the majority of Shita that we pass with Trey Trey Sveka Rabbana. Okay, there are. Some are showing part of a different answer, but that's good enough. I was satisfied for now. Okay, now I want to get into some lumbus. Okay, bring it off our dock now. We'll come back to our dock and get into some lumbus. This is one of the most fascinating machlokas you're going to see. If there's trade, there's a chazaka.
Forget the Zera Drabana. Obviously, Yesh Makam Lachar and Mandar Retrieve Zera Drabana. What's the nature of that Zera Drabana? But that's not as fundamental. Fundamentally, you need the right. So what wins? Does the Trey win and the Chazak is a race? Or is the Chazak win and Makri the Trey? That is a fascinating Machlokas. And inquiring minds want to know, what is the Nekudas on Machlokas? What are they arguing about? Now, okay, I've told you this enough times. That if they're arguing about whether Chazaka could be Machriya B'makum Trey or Trey, what are the two ways you might want to analyze their Machlokas? If our listener was here, he would say they could be arguing about Trey or Trey, very good, Ari, or they could be arguing about Chazaka, right? And even if Rebbe Essence, Rebbe Lipsy, he's not here, we'll just have to go to the acronym and find it. What are they arguing about? I think there are two ways to understand what they're arguing about. And obviously, there's an afkamina of those two ways to understand what they're arguing about. So let us put some lundus on the board, right? What is the yestod of the machlokes between manda amar, trey utrey, sveka to oraisa, which means that you don't follow Chazaka, midoraisa. I only care midoraisa right now. Or the manda amar, trey utrey, seka durabanan. Let's say this even a little better. Ein Chazaka machria b'makom trey utrey. Or midoraisa, right? Midoraisa, we're looking at the deraisa level now. A chazaka is machria b'makom trey utrey. So obviously, who's going to have to go first in this chess game? On the one hand, you'll say, well, chazaka is chazaka. Why should we not listen to chazaka? On the other hand, remembering Tosos on the top of Lamed Aleph and Beis, what is the Mandar Deraisa going to say? Why don't we follow Chazaka here? Why not follow Chazaka here? What's he going to say? Why would anyone not follow Chazaka Makom Trey U'Trey? After all, Trey U'Trey is a Suffolk. The Makom Suffolk, the Torah tells us to follow Chazaka. So what's the problem?
Chazaka is Neged Eidim.
The Chazaka is Neged Eidim, and so what? Wow. We never ruled Ein Chazaka Neged Eidim, like Ein Migo Neged Eidim.
So, I mean, if you had more Eidim, it wouldn't help.
Exactly. Trey Kaneya. What did Tosu say there? What's the one thing Tosu sure said? Bain according to the Torah Chayim, Bain according to the Maharsha. Shah. Tosu says, what do you mean? Eidim plus Migo against Eidim. Like, you can't add to Eidim because Trey Kaneya, right? Eidim are an ultimate beaver. Two ultimate beavers, not very, right? Infinity times two is not bigger than infinity. The Eidim plus Chazaka are no stronger than Eidim, because after all, 20 Eidim are no stronger than 2 Eidim. 100 Eidim are stronger than 2 Eidim. So 2 Eidim plus Chazaka is less. That's very clear. Chazaka is less than 2 Eidim. So 2 Eidim plus Chazaka is less than 4 Eidim. So 4 Eidim can't be 2 Eidim, neither can 2 Eidim plus Chazaka. Right? That's clearly the Svara of, what's his Svara? Here his Svara is that Trey Kemeya, right? Trey Kemeya. 2 Eidim is like 100 Eidim. So Eidim plus Chazaka is not any bigger beaver than Eidim, right? Eidim plus Chazaka is equal to Eidim. The question is, what's the fur of the other Mandalmar? Right? And after all, that's why the Rishonim write, we can't follow Migu, Bit, Makom, Eidim, etc. We wouldn't follow Rove if there was Trey, etc. Okay, so what's the other Mandarmer going to say back? Here, I think there are two possible ways of analyzing this Machlokas, and I think Rabbi Yehuda Eger already was Masofik between these two possible ways of analyzing the Machlokas. But before we get to Rabbi Yehuda Eger, what's he going to say back?
Say it's definitely true to be rooted.
So what can you say? And this, the Schmeitzer is very, very convinced that this is the right shot. I mean, the Hakir is not a man over trade sake of the rice. I think everyone agrees about shot man over trade sake of the rice. The Hakir is man over trade sake of the rabbana. Is that maybe he says, My other Rebbe, was here, he would say about Chazakah, its strength is its weakness. He would say, what's the difference between Migo and Birur, and Migo and Rove and Chazakah? Al Pi Pshuta. Migo is evidence, right? Migo is evidence. After all, it's proof that I'm telling the truth, however strong it is. Rove is evidence, it's proof that I'm telling the truth, or that this is the answer, however strong it is. Chazakah is not necessarily evidence. Well, if it's, again, I'm not talking about chazakah with no leidus hasafik. Obviously, you're going to tell me, well, I left this pot cooking on my stove kosher. When I go to mincha and come back, how do I know it's still kosher? Okay, that's evidence. After all, like, you know, it's highly unlikely aliens broke into my house and added milk to the pot. Okay, but that's not any cases we're dealing with. We're all dealing with cases where that's called no leidus hasafik. There's no leidus hasafik. That's fine. I'll just get evidence. But all if no leidus hasafik, there's no sugyas. The sugyas are all about chazakah. When they're in the leidus hasafik, there's a good reason to think either way. Like, for example, a tray, or all the other cases we're dealing with. So, like, she used to be kshira l'kahuna, she's still kshira l'kahuna. Like, that's not really evidence. Like, she might or might not have changed. Like, it's not really, like, a scientist would agree with Migo. What kind of scientist? Psychologist would agree with Migo. You know, or he wouldn't, then you'd have to go on to talk about it. Let's say many psychologists would agree, yeah, Migo's taka a good proof. We'd accept that in court of law. How many points we'd give it? Okay, yeah, figure what's bigger than what it's smaller than. Any scientist would accept Rove. So, of course, Rove is evidence. Not 100%, but, yeah, over any points you give it. Tomatoes also not 100% according to scientists. Everything is partial. But Chazakah, I don't think the scientists would accept Chazakah. The scientists would say, just because it used to be mutter, what doesn't mean it's still mutter? Just look at the odds that it's mutter. Who cares what it used to be? Just because it used to be usher doesn't mean it's still usher. You know, why do the scientists accept Chazakah? And, I mean, the pashut shot of the Chazakah, at least the Makom Leidus Hasafek, again, I don't mean Chazakah, I left for Mincha and my pot was kosher. Nah, that's not an interesting halachic case that the post can deal with. I mean, Chazakah in all the cases in the Gemara, that's not a, I don't think any scientist would agree. I think it'd be hard pressed to find a scientist to agree. You want a scientist to tell you, or rather, you want a, you know, an ethicist or a jurist or a philosopher to tell you, yes, it's a good idea to have that rule. For your legal system, you could find. But I want a scientist to tell you it actually convincingly scientifically that avada not. So that's what's called, again, I know we just mentioned this chakir already, but we mentioned it, you know, without the proper background. That's called not a beaver, but let's say a hanhaga. Again, there's a word hachra, which is very confusing because people use it in different sides of this chakira or some in between sides of chakira. But let's say it's not hanga, meaning chazakah is not a proof. It's just a rule. The rule is that we keep things the same until proven otherwise. Why do we keep things the same until proven otherwise? I don't necessarily have to answer because I could just say, you know, it's halacha Moshe Sinai and, you know, go speak to the author. But, you know, we understand why that would be a rule just because the halacha is a system of laws. And in a system of laws, you know, you can't have everything changing all the time. The more things change, the more confusing it becomes, and the weaker the system becomes. And therefore, it makes sense and hard to keep track of. It makes sense to say everything should stay the same until proven otherwise as a legal principle, as a hanhaga. But that doesn't mean it's a proof. And I really think that's what the Rambam's trying to say in the Parish of Shnayas in Nazir. Where they bring up the Indian of Chazakah there. What do you say? What do you say? The Indian Raglaim Ladover, Sheha Indian Yagia Adlotach and Neher Sharios. It will just never end if we follow possibilities. If you think of every possibility, then you're paralyzed. Introduce the Rama. Right? You can't take into account every possibility. Then he continues, Aval, rather, what do you do? Since you can't take into account every possibility. If there's a chazak of a certain status, we leave it in its chazakah until there's something clear that takes it out of that chazakah.
And whenever there's some suffering in two ways to look at it that doesn't take away the chazaka, okay, and then he continues in the Mishnah. I think the Rama is trying to give a clear message here that it's not because we scientifically think the chazaka is right. It's just because it's not practical to be choshish for every possibility. And therefore, now again, you could have said it's not practical to choshish for every possibility, but sometimes we will, sometimes we won't. That's why we have a little chazaka. We have a little chazaka. Again, maybe I'm reading around too strongly, but I think the impression you get from the Rambam is it's just a good rule for a legal system to have. The truth is that, you know, again, if you who's read Thomas Kuhn here? I'm disappointed.
I think I know.
All right. Okay. Oh, you're in those right. Okay, fine. Seder. It counts as why you, as long as you hit one guy, she or in laws, no problem. Fair. Anyway, it's very interesting there how he talks about, you know, nothing to do with science, but everything to do with, you know, the way science works, about how chazaka is a very, very crucial factor in scientific thought, not in terms of the laws of physics, but in terms of how we go about discovering science. And it's all based on the principle of chazaka. Okay, but anyway, that's not our topic now. But if you are going to read Mada, that's a good, that's an interesting recommendation. Okay, says the Rambam, he makes it sound like it's a hanhaga. And what's the point? The point is very clear. Ah, if chazaka is not telling you evidence for the truth, if chazaka is just telling you what to do when you have no evidence, then of course chazaka means trey trey. Trey trey means you can't be machriya the truth. When you can't be machriya the truth, you have to keep everything in its chazaka. So maybe this is one way to analyze it, is that, no, chazaka is not birur. A birur, and one of the strengths is weakness. A birur is obviously stronger than a chazaka, right? The Shmaitza said at some point, I forget the Mar Malcolm, Ruba chazaka, Ruba adif. Rove beats chazaka. Why? Because Rove is a birur, is a proof. Chazaka is just a rule for what to do when you don't know. Obviously, knowing beats a rule for what to do when you don't know. Obviously, Rove is more powerful than chazaka. Paradoxically, ironically, in some cases, that means chazaka will be more effective than birur, such as trey or trey. Trey and trey, you can't follow Rove because like adding more proof to Edom is not going to help. Trey kameya. But chazaka, which is not trying to add evidence, just trying to tell you what to do when you're a suffolk, can. It doesn't beat anything. It just works more from trey or trey. So it's not trying to compete with the trey or trey. It's just trying to do its own thing. So chazaka is not birur, but a hanhaga b'makom safek, and therefore it's not on the same wavelength. And then what might the other mandamer hold? Perhaps this is the a machlokes about hakira in chazaka. Maybe he holds that chazaka is a birur of some sort, or let's call it a hachra, even though that's a loaded word and I'm going to regret using it. What do I mean by this? I mean by this, maybe chazaka is a birur. No, maybe I quoted a lot of scientists before. About 5 minutes ago, I quoted a lot of scientists. But on the other hand, I just made everything up. Maybe really, scientifically, there is evidence that things stay the same until proven otherwise. Maybe there's a good reason to think things stay the same until proven otherwise. I think that's still a little rough. But perhaps what we can say more easily is that no, hachra, that it's not that scientifically they're going to prove anything. But you know what? Scientifically, there's no rule that Eidechon is Neman Bisurim and Alpushnaim Eidim Yochum Dover. And scientifically, there's certainly no rule of Trey Kamea. I think if you asked a social scientist, what if you have 2 Eidim against 100 Eidim? They would say the 100 Eidim should win. Okay, in Halacha, the rules of Birur are not always the same as the rules of a scientist. And maybe the point is that halachically we consider chazaka to be a birur. And maybe that's what we mean by the word hachra. Even if the scientists won't call it a good birur, nonetheless, halachically we say this is telling us the metzius. We rely on this, mevarer the metzius.
Okay, so perhaps that's the machlokas birur hanhaga. If chazak is a birur tree, kameya name katrei, and of course it's not going to be a tree tree. But if the hala and chazak is merely hanhaga, it doesn't have to be the tree tree. Just let the tree tree fight it out. It says, okay, now it's a tie. Now I'll tell you what to do if there's a tie, because I'm not talking about what happened. I'm only talking about what to do when there's a tie. So if it's talking about what happened, chazaka loses. If it's not talking about what happened at all, it's just telling you what to do when you're stuck, then of course chazaka wins. Maybe that's the yisod ha-machlokes, to read that in the language of the gedole. To read that in the language of the gedole achronim, says Rabbi Akiva Inger, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, he says he's not as he's a little clearer perhaps on the other side, but he says no. Yesh chalak l'inyan migo. We know migo doesn't help makom trei trei. This is the second side. Huder chacho biro, because migo is a biro. Of course, a biro is not going to help makom trei trei. How do we go anansadi? You know, tanavi. A biro is like an anansadi. Anansadi is like Adam, literally anansadi, and therefore it's not going to help. Mash enkein l'inyan chazaka. The enkein der biro vel chacha. Chazaka is a biro. That's pretty clear. That's where you can make your second side. Chazaka is not biro behochacha, and since it's not biro behochacha, it doesn't get swallowed up by the trey utre. Okay, the Shev Shmaitza says basically the same thing. He says navka chazaka kamud mahani min haTorah man der sfeik drabanan. You know what? Only chazaka works. Not anything else but chazaka. Why? So they came upon a straight tree of trees, leaning past the chazaka, but any of the lotsiyam has cast of kamach is barish yotam has cast of rishona, because you just can't change the chazaka until you have a proof. Avol Ruben ol raya. What he's saying is, this is not a raya. Chazaka is not a raya like Rove. Chazaka is just that you don't change it until you have proof. So this is basically, you know, if you wanted the two most famous achronim to put on this tzad are, let's put Mishev Shmaitza, which is the Ketzos, and Rabbi Akiva Eger in his second shot. Say they're arguing about the famous Chakir about Chazaka. Okay, but there's another possibility. What's the other possibility? They're arguing about Trey Utrey. Why would they be arguing about Trey Utrey? So already we get a hint they're arguing about Trey Utrey from Tosos and Lamed Beis and Beis. Tosos there is trying to make a link between two kinds of stakos. It seems to react differently in two kinds of stakos. In one case, we follow chazaka, in one case, we don't. One is called chazaka of trey utrey, and the other is called, yes?
Yeah, just to ask a question on that idea. In the actual Lashon Yevamos, meaning to put on the side of the trey utrey being a subject of the rest, the Lashon Yevamos of the problem with not saying, of the reason why we don't follow the chazaka is just because there are two edim on one side, ba'at amar tisyabim, meaning you could easily say in those, you don't have to split into this hakir that it's a hanhaga. You can't do a hanhaga kineged two edim. Meaning it's much more simple to say in those words. It's not saying that, oh, and therefore they're wrong because it's against me. You cannot follow something which is against two edim. You can't do a hanhaga against two edim by definition.
Okay, you want a different shot. You want to say, no, it's just that it's for some reason, even if it's justified, you can't do something which two edim say you shouldn't do. Okay.
Because by definition, a chazaka is in a case where it doesn't go up against anything.
Right.
It's what Rabbi Akiva is saying, but he's just ignoring that part. Chazaka is only, meaning he's saying chazaka is meant in a case of subject. But the words of Yivamo sound like chazaka is meant for a case of
without any. I hear what you're saying. He's trying to complicate things. I don't mean that in a prejudicial way. and saying, name the man that we're treating the rice is not so trekameya like Samachron, right? But rather, it's just that there's something wrong with going against two Aden, which maybe we have to find a little better. Let me think about that, but I'm not going to go with that right now.
Well, you would say it's basically saying you have to shave off half anytime you Aden.
Yeah, then you have to see if that really fits all the Nafkumin is in the Sogya. Okay, but let's go to the first side of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Where is that based on? I think that's based on where his lashon is not so clear. Tos is trying to ask, how come the Makum Trey Utrey? We follow, because remember, Tosos Paskins, like Manda Retreach is taken Darbana, meaning Dinim Mamanos, we follow the Chazaka, right? No, there's Darbana and Mamanos, because how can you be Machmer? every macher for one and maker for the other. So Tosa says famously, he says, what's the difference? It's Sarah's Lidchok. It's interesting. Tosa is very reluctant. Sarah Lidchok. He starts with Sarah Lidchok and he ends with Vidochakul. Right? So Tosa is very not sure if what he's saying is right. Again, exactly why, I don't know, but you know, you have to think twice about building on this Tosos, because Tosos starts and ends with Dochak, right? Tiloso de Redochak, the Sofa de Redochak. But what does he say in between? He says, what's the difference? Hasavi Trey Trey command the less Nehu Dami, but Okme Arachez Merkama. Trey Trey is as if they don't exist. So follow the Chazaka. Aval Hacha de Mesakul and Dina command, Hasam Lashakul and Mamer Okme Arachez Merkama. But when it's a stake of the Dina, he's counterfeiting Trey Trey, but stake of the Dina. Right, meaning trade and Metzias. Trade is always a machlokes in Metzias. Versus Sveik and Dina, where we know the Metzias, we just don't know the Din. If we don't know the Din, we can't follow Chazaka. Why? He doesn't fill this in so much, but because, like, if we don't know the Din, we don't know the Din. The fact that it was Bechezkas Ruvain is not going to teach us the Din. But in trade, all the fact that Bechezkas Ruvain is not going to teach us which Egerim are telling the truth, that's a matter of combined the lesson. Those are the magic words of Tosos. A snake of the Dina, you can't say less than that. Something the Dina is going to be written down in the halacha books, you know, forever. But it's going to be learned in yeshivas for the next 1,000 years. But a suffix of tree, come on, less than means what it's supposed to say. If there's two Edim against two Edim, just throw them all in the garbage. They cancel each other out and they're both gone. Maybe tree doesn't exist. Now, again, I'm not going to why the tree not exist. Maybe Stam, two things that are equal to each other, don't exist. Maybe you could get back to our lumdas from 2 shiurim ago, I think. Well, since each of the trey said the other one is pasal, and there's no way to be machria, then we just pasal them both and they don't exist. You know, but osaidas. But trey found the less new. Now, Tosa's explaining the svara, Tosa says, right there. Again, am I saying that Tosa shita all of shas? Lav davka, because Tosa starts with vidochak and ends with vidochak. So we don't know. But at the very least, this Tosos, right? Tosfos and Nachlamed Beis. Amad Beis says, Trey Utrey Kiman Vilesnehu. The Trey Utrey cancel each other out and don't exist. They easily kill each other and they're both gone. So if the Trey Utrey don't exist, you follow Chazaka. What would the other Manda Amar say? So I think here it's pretty clear what the I think it's pretty clear what the other Mandarmer would say. He would say, Trey Utrey, Kiman, Dinisnehu. Meaning, how do you look at Trey Utrey? Is it that we're left with an infinite force on this side, an infinite force on that side, which then stalemates everything and you can't bring anything else into play? Or do you say, no, the Trey Utrey kill each other, now we have an open playing field? Right? Maybe that's the machlok between the two Mandarmers. And that is clearly comes out of this Tosos. And out of this, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in this first shot, what does the first shot say? Sarah woman is sure to plug the hockey. What's it? Sure to plug the man or speak the rice. See, okay. I admit, just to be fair, you're not saying this as explicitly as perhaps I would like him to. He doesn't use the words command the less nehu, but nonetheless, I think that's clearly you'll see in the Nachmina doing the first and second shot. Manner speaking, the rice says trey kameya, right? Therefore, you can't add to trey eden. The other manner says no. Only within Ada's trey kameya. You're right. 180 versus 2 cancel each other out, but. Anything that's, here we are. No, he does say it. If you have my printing, the bottom of page 1, Masha Enkelin Chazaka Arminan came in the Edus Mucheshes, Misalkina Lachol Ha'edus. That's kind of Chazaka. Misalkina Lachol Ha'edus. You can erase the Edus, right? He just doesn't use the words, but less than. But this is clearly saying, this one or old days, no, this one. He just said, less than, he said, Misalkina. Okay, this is where we keep it, Eger. Deya Achas. Basically, this is where we keep it, Eger just took the blue, this also got off. I mean, this Rabbi Kiva Eger basically gave us all the longness here. It says there are two ways of understanding the Yisod HaMachlokes, and the rest is either Pirush Zil Gemara. But of course, there's a big Nafkamina too. Where I put the board, I don't know how I'm going to do this. There's a big Nafkamina to how to understand the Yisod of the Machlokes, meaning Ma never spake to Rabban, and that because He admits the two Edom are stalemate. He admits the two Edom are an unresolvable battle. But the Chazakah just says, okay, now that you haven't resolved anything, there's a rule to stay with the Chazakah. Keeps that. There's basically, there's like a heavenly record book with the status of everything written in it. We're not going to erase and rewrite that record book until we have evidence. Or is that the Chazakah actually written because there are no Edom? Trey is really Ephes for Ephes. Okay, the obvious nafkamina is the. I should have left myself space here. Nafkamina being one lit two is how about manda amar trey utrey sveka drabanan? What about a rove or a migu bimakum trey utrey? What would this man never say about rove or migu bimakum trey utrey? So. What do you think? According to the first side, why does Chazaka work with Trey Trey? Because it's not a viewer. But Robin Miku is a viewer. So of course it doesn't work. But if you take the second side, why does Chazaka work with Trey Trey? Because the Trey Trey is as if they don't exist. They just vanish puff in a puff of smoke. And then it's an open playing field. So of course Robin Miku should work. And I'll just add one thing to the because that's where Eger starts. You know how chazaka sometimes means chazaka beikar, like keeping status, but sometimes chazaka, as in chazaka in on the paretok zmano we discussed, really, what does that really mean? It means an ansadi, an umdina, right? The word chazaka often means not keeping a status. It just means we have an umdina. So how about, or a rove, an amigo, or a Chezkas Omdina. You know what I mean by that? I mean, now you know what I mean by that. The word Chazaka would not be used as keeping status. So says Rabbi Akiva Eger, after he has this Kakima in Manda Amr Sveka Drabanan, and Rabbi Akiva Eger by saying, Ome Haitama in Mesupat, the Chazaka in on the Pareto Zmano, he is Trey Trey. What about Chazaka in this Trey Trey with the Pareto Zmano? Can the Chazaka in on the Pareto Zmano be Machria a Trey or Trey or not? Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, I am misupik about this. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, I'm misupik about this. Why? He's misupik about this because it depends on this chakira of two ways of reading the sugya. Okay, so this is exactly Rabbi Akiva Eger is misupik because he has two tzadim. What should the Shev Shmaitzah say? The Shev Shmaitzah say it's most possible thing in the entire world that it wouldn't work. Which is exactly what the Shev Shmaitzah says. He says, "Migam makom edim lo rina detrei kameya," and therefore rov also doesn't work. And likewise, chazaka no paretos mano doesn't work. This is the Shev Shmaitzah. In all three cases, migam doesn't work, artosos and many pleading shas. Rov doesn't work. I'm saying nisvara and edim paretos mano doesn't work. He even says all three examples. But go back to Rabbi Akiva Eger is let's just go one more mucker. How about the Kuntras Nasfekos? Who's the Kuntras Nasfekos? The Ksosis brother. What does he say? He's dealing with this issue of command the Isnu command de Lesnahu. Ooh. Am I mixing them up with Rabbi Akiva Eger? Give me a second. Okay, I lost a certain line that I wanted to quote, so I'm going to just quote about that. Even when it comes to Migo, not so poshut, here's the tricky part. What happens when Tosfos gives more than one answer to a question? Okay, that always means to some extent he was not totally satisfied with his first answer, right? Whenever you give many answers, none of them are perfect, right? Classic example, right? Guys get up in shul and darshan, right? I give you seven reasons for the Shonam Acharon and why we lean Megillus Rosh Hashanah. There's only one reason we lay Megillus Esther on Purim, right? If it's so positive, you only give one answer. Tosfos gives more than one answer to why the second Adar never benito. So someone on the sheet, for some reason, just escaped my head. I thought it was someplace that's where we anchor. Here it is, right for Rabbi Akiva, top of page 2. Tosfos says Rabbi Akiva. You see, Tosfos has more than one day about me. It's interesting. The Shem Shai says, as Pash and Tosfos, Meager doesn't work, welcome trade to trade, just like me. Says Rabbi Akiva, well, you see, there's more than one day in Tosfos about this. And it depends how you read it. Do you read that this is an answer? And of course, that Pash answer, they're just giving other answers for some other reason. Or no, this is Google, why they need more than one answer. So says Rabbi Akiva was Sofek, and says Rabbi Akiva Eger. It's he's Masopic about the Umdana. Casey doesn't deal with world, right here in Masopic. And it's A, he claims it's two deus in Tosfos about Migo. Okay, meaning the Lachora, and that would require Tosfos is really over on the side of the Akira. Maybe that explains why there's another day in Tosfos. Why would every day in Tosfos just say Migo's trade trade? Migo doesn't work among trade trade. Okay, so Rekiva Eger, he had two studies, he was Masopic. And he worked out to study about this. The Shesh Maitre was clear that only one side was right. He only brought down the one side. We didn't get to everything here. We'll pick up Amir Tashem next time. There's only one more here this month. So what we're going to do next time, we'll finish this Makoro sheet. We didn't get to Kunsh the Sfeikos yet. If Chaim asks where we're up to the Kunsh the Sfeikos. We'll finish this Makor sheet. Whether we'll do everything in the brackets, you know, I'm not sure because we only once hear this man. And besides finishing this Makor sheet, I want to look more into how to answer the question of Tosos, Dibur Maskel, Anan Maskinala. And a good place to start is Tosos in Supas Chavavam and Beis. It's easy to find the right Tosfos. The Ramban in Kiddushin, Tamach Vavam and Aleph, easy to find the right Ramban. That's okay. That's where you should see. Start with this here. It's also good to look at the Ritva in Kiddushin there. What you really want to go into, this is going to be a separate point, but there's a Ritva here about Dibur Maskel. Okay, anyway, start with the Ramban and Ritva in Kedushin Samach Vav and Tosos in Ksubas Chav Vav Amid Beis. And then you also want to look at, that's going to throw a monkey wrench into a lot of what we said, but there is a Ritva on our Sugya. If I can just find the Dibur Maskel quickly, and I'll send it, of course, later, obviously. Dibur Maskel. I'm not going to find it. Okay. Then I'll send it more, of course, later. Right? So, Shem. Okay.
See you regular time Monday?
Regular time Monday, right? So, Shem. See you on Monday, and then we won't have Shir again until after the Venus Mine. Okay. Someone asked.